Off the ball, GAA.
If Aidan O'Shea even thought twice about stepping away, I'd get on to pray for myself and give him a shout in the head and say, no, it's not the time.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hello and welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll have a reaction from the Lions. Lost to Argentina last Friday as Andy Farrell's side had their last blowout before heading down under. We'll have an update on two potential Irish injury concerns for Farrell and his backroom staff as they get ready to play the Western Force. And could there already be a potential fallout between Rugby Australia and the British and Irish Lions before the tour has even begun? First to Friday night, and the Lions suffered a 28-24 defeat to Argentina at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. The men in red trailed Los Pumas 21-10 at halftime before making a spirited second-half comeback, but it wasn't to be. Bundiaki is on his second tour as a Lion. He told Off the Ball's Susanna Mullen that Argentina deserved a win.
Look, we were obviously disappointed. It wasn't the result we were after. But I think, you know, it's full credit to Argentina, you know what I mean? They're a great side. We won't take that away from them. They played unbelievably well. And, you know, yeah, we have to learn quickly from here and bounce back quickly.
And losing their opening game, Aki says it's no time for panic stations just yet.
I wouldn't say it's an issue. It's just, you know, we just got to learn quickly as a group, you know what I mean? There's no better players in the world, in Europe here, in this group here, that can learn quickly from the things that was played out today on the pitch. So I think you can feel the frustration and deflating of the boys in the change room. But look, we'll just take it on the chin, whatever the coaches are throwing at us, move on, learn on, and then bounce back again against another great Alpha team, which will be Western Force.
Aki's partnership alongside Scotland centre Sione Tupelotu has been tipped as a possible test starting centre partnership. The Connacht centre said it was a frustrating opening hit out for the pair.
I think we all know how Sione is as a player. He's bloody class. And I think the frustrating about me was I wasn't able to connect well with him, do you know what I mean? He's an unbelievable player. And there's no excuse for it. You know, we just got to get better as a partnership going forward. Whoever it is, Gary, Huey, Elliot that came on, do you know what I mean? As a unit and as a mini group, we just got to make sure we gel together and we try and get that cohesiveness fairly quick because, we just need to be better.
Head coach Andy Farrell told media that the lack of familiarity amongst the players isn't an excuse for a poor showing.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't give that excuse. It's, you know, we need to be better than that, you know. It is what it is. It's the Lions players, good players coming together. Of course, we ask a lot of them and maybe we put too much pressure on the side because it certainly looked like we was a little bit disconnected at times. But look, I mean, we'll review what we said we was going to own, and then, you know, we need to make sure that we get something positive from that because it's all about how we move forward.
Captain Maro Itoje says that the squad are still finding their rhythm.
I think we're just finding our rhythm. Unfortunately, we couldn't get it quite as smooth as we wanted it to today. But, you know, we'll definitely get better. We'll review, we'll learn the lessons and we'll get better.
But Itoje says there's no excuse and they will get better.
I think as we improve our relationships, as we spend more and more time together training and understanding each other's triggers, that will come. So it's just, no excuses. We should have been better today. We should have been more accurate today. But as with other areas of the game, we'll learn and get better together.
Farrell explained that it was a combination of errors rather than one single issue.
Well, obviously a better whole-round performance. I mean, you can single out one thing, but it's not just one thing. It's a compounding of quite a few bits, you know. I mean, the amount of balls that we threw blindly, either to the opposition or on the floor, you know, is probably a standout. But then if you combine that with, the kicking game, the aerial battle, and what is disappointed is, you know, scraps on the floor from that type of battle. It all always seem to go to Argentina, so there's a bit of fight and hunger from them that we can't accept. And then you combine some stuff at the breakdown, or whether it be the line out or whatever, and it's too much. It's too much when it all comes together. It's just compounded, isn't it? And you know, there's a reason why people do get cramp or look a bit tired and not able to capitalize on opportunities that you have created. It's because probably subconsciously you're suppressing yourself a little bit with the compounded errors. So it obviously needs to be addressed.
Former Leinster out-half and coach and current Argentina head coach Felipe Contepomi told reporters that he was proud of his side, considering they did not have much time to prepare.
Well, we knew we didn't have that much time to prepare the game, only two training sessions, but we wanted, and we had a lot of newcomers, but we wanted to try to start where we left in last November and try to evolve from there. And I think the guys were fantastic. I think we had a really good week in training, but also in bonding, in believe it or not, but the weather helped a lot because the guys could drink mate on the terrace in St. Helens in the Rice and Blue. So we had a very good week. And then those 80 minutes is just about expressing yourself, trying to do what we said we were going to do. And it wasn't perfect. Yeah, we know it wasn't perfect. We know there's a lot to improve, but I'm so proud for the 23, but more so for the 32 that work here this week, because they were the behaviors, how they behaved the whole week was unbelievable.
Contepomi explained why the win was so special for his Argentine players and staff.
Well, you know, it's kind of a one-off. It's an invitational game, and the last time it was 20 years ago, and we were just there. We couldn't beat them. We drew. Coming here 20 years later, I think it's incredible. You know, we don't know if we'll ever again will be invited or not to play a sort of game like that. But definitely for us, it's for everyone who's been involved in this week, would be memorable. Yeah, because it is special. Because it's sometimes they say you need to understand what it takes to the other team or what motivates the other team to understand how special it is. Or that for me, that's being humble. You know, sometimes understanding what motivates the other team, and I know how special it is for an Irish, Scottish, Welsh or English player to be alive. And for us to play against the best of the best in the islands, it's nearly a dream, you know, and doing it and coming. And I wouldn't say even having a win, because we could have lost that game, but we won it. It's like performing in 2 days, putting that performance, it's for me, it's like take my hat for the boys, you know.
On this morning's Off the Ball breakfast,
we had some of this.
Oh, it's massive. It's a massive blow for the league. We had a league before, Damien, that was building nicely, but he took it onto a new level, and anyone that doesn't think that happened is in cloud cuckoo land.
And we also had this.
What about Limerick and all of this, Sarah? What happens?
There are some players the wrong side of 30. I don't anticipate there'll be a mass number of retirements, but will you see Declan Hannan again? Unlikely. Will you see Darragh O'Donovan again? Unlikely. I'm going to say 3 retirements, minimum.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
And continuing with the Lions team, Alan Quinlan joined Ger Gilroy and Cullen Buhig on Off the Ball breakfast, and the former Munster and Ireland back row offered his thoughts on who could be the starting test flankers and number 8.
What's your starting back row? All things being equal, everybody being fit at the moment.
I thought about that this morning. The concern with the line-out situation, you know, if you play Byrne and Atoja in the second row, which just say that's probably the way it starts now, I think you got to play a line-out operator at 6. You could play at Tom Curry, Jack Morgan, both 6 and 7. You can play a Ben Earl, Van der Fleer. You know, they're not natural line-out operators. Obviously, they can win line-outs. But I think that's where Chesham comes into play here, and could be a, you know, an option to play him at six. Of course, you can play Tadhg Bourne at six as well, and he's done that before. For me, Jack Conan probably, he's your most natural number eight in the group. So I'd probably go with Chesham, Jack Conan, and Tom Curry at the moment.
To hear more conversations like that, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Light app, or you can watch live on YouTube. And to not miss a single second of our coverage of the Tour Down Under, which include Ronan O'Gara, Brian O'Driscoll, Anna Capeless, Fiona Hayes, Gerry Thornley, and a whole lot more, you can listen on demand by becoming a member at offtheball.com/join. The Lions have touched down in Australia with head coach Andy Farrell revealing that there are lingering injury concerns over Jamison Gibson-Park and Hugo Keenan. Farrell's squad arrived into Perth after a 20-hour journey from Dublin via Doha ahead of Saturday's opening fixture on Australian soil against the Western Force. There is doubt over whether Ireland duo Gibson-Park and Keenan will be available to take part at Optus Stadium because of respective glute and calf problems, but Scotland centre Hugh Jones has recovered from an Achilles issue and is available. A row between Rugby Australia and the British and Irish Lions could yet be brewing, as the Lions have warned Australia that the Wallabies superstars must appear for their Super Rugby sides in the Tourist pre-test series matches. The Western Force have five Wallabies: Nick Champignon de Crespini, Dylan Peach, Tom Robertson, Darcy Swain and Nick White, released to the Perth base side for the match. However, their club teammates Carlo Tizzano and Ben Donaldson are among those who have been retained by Australia head coach Joe Schmidt. Schmidt has been keen to protect his star players from injury by keeping them in camp and out of their club sides, but may now be persuaded to relax that stance. The Lions play fixtures against the Queensland Reds, the Brumbies, the New South Wales Waratahs before taking on Australia in the first test in Brisbane on the 19th of July. The Lions match against the Waratahs is on the same weekend as Australia's solitary warm-up match against Fiji, meaning the likes of Joseph Akuso-Suaalii, Angus Bell and Taniela Tupou are only likely to get their first sight of the Lions in the three-test series. The Lions' final match before the series starts is against an invitational side featuring Australian and New Zealand players in Adelaide. However, while Les Kiss, who will succeed Schmidt as Australia head coach in July 2026, has been named as the team's head coach, he still doesn't have any players publicly committed to play in that match. New Zealand fly half Richie Moanga, who is ineligible for the All Blacks while fulfilling a lucrative contract in Japanese club rugby, had been lined up as a headline act but is out of contention with a broken hand. Former Australia captain Michael Hooper has also ruled out of coming out of retirement for the match. 4 years ago, COVID restrictions prevented Springbok players turning out for their club side in the build-up to the test series, but Rico Ioane, Sonny Bill Williams, Sam Whitelock and Jordy Barrett all played in warm-ups against the Lions on the 2017 tour of New Zealand. Michael Hooper has had his say on who could be the Wallabies captain for the test series. The former back row told Stan Sport in Australia about who he could see as a potential skipper for the boys in gold.
I'm just obsessed with the idea of what does it look like to get a 3-0 or a 2-1 victory for the Wallabies. And however that looks for this squad needs to take real importance in thinking around, you know, who's going to be there for captain. Now, the challenge with that this team's got is who's on there for 80 minutes. My preference would be to have a captain who's there the whole game because, you know, which makes it tough because I think Allen would be a great candidate as well. I think he has a lot of power within the team. He always is thinking team first and he's returned to some amazing form this year. I think that guy was outstanding. So someone like him's a really good candidate as well. But you know that if he starts, he's also, there's, you know, some other good players in his position around there. You're going to get 50 minutes out and prop, you know, you've got your head with tons of weight going through it and you've got to pop up and then try and have a coherent conversation with the referee around things. I think that's why it's tough to be a front rower and be a captain. Some do it very well, but it's difficult. The good thing about a back rower, why Harry Wilson, again, is probably going to be a pretty logical choice because, yeah, Harry's a great player, but I reckon they're not just two times better, but when he plays with Fraser, they both lift real, like that combination makes them both much better players. So if you're going to play those two, then you know, and can Wilso go 80 minutes? So that's why back rowers a lot of the time tend to be captains or a second row, I think, because you're close enough proximity to the referee. You're going to be on for large minutes, which gives you that relationship with the ref and also that feeling and fingerprint on the game. So, again, I go back to my first statement. I don't know what this team needs. I'm not in there every day. I know a lot of the guys, but this is a different group from when I was involved 2 years ago. So I'm really interested to see, is he going to take the same notion? And how does Joe think he can win this series 3-0?
That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson, and I'll be back with more Lions build-up during the week.